Blog Talk Radio.
And I am the grace of God. And I am the grace of God. And I am the grace of God. 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 How can I honor myself longing to falling deeper into you, falling deeper into you, singing, I am the grace of God. 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 It's time to leave the past behind. Let go, let's unwind. Ease your body, rest your mind. Go within, see what we find. And I find myself longing to falling deeper in. Falling deeper into you, falling deeper into you, singing, I am the grace of God, I am the grace of God, I am the grace of God. 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 Now I'm looking in your eyes. You're so strong and you're so wise. I find myself longing to falling deeper into you. Falling deeper into you. Falling deeper into you, singing, I am the grace of God. I am the grace of God. I am the grace of God. I am the grace. serve you.
Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come and to honor you and to be a service to you. And Father, Mother, God, as I begin to move completely and absolutely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program, I thank you for that opportunity and the gifts that are inside of me. And Father, Mother, God, I turn the focus right now to my listeners listening to this program live and those that will listen to this program later archive, and I ask that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have, that you would be with them and that you would touch them at this moment in time. Brother, Mother, God, we thank you for this moment in time to quiet our minds, to focus on you, to let your spirit become more and more in us, because you are in us. We are a part of you. And let us realize that more and more every day and every second of our lives. Brother, Mother, God, I pray for the servicemen and women that serve our country and that protect our freedoms. And I ask that you would watch over them today and that you would keep them safe in everything that they do and every situation that they might face in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. In case you don't know what you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I want to welcome you to the program. And the card for the show today is one of my favorite cards, and it comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and it's the Manifestation card. And that's what we need to do, especially as we go out of 2013 into 2014. Let's manifest now what we want 2014 to be for us. You know, let's put it out there in a blueprint and say, okay, this is what I want for my life in 2014. This is what I want to see. I want to see, you know, this and that, and just manifest it and draw that to you. You know, we're either drawing positive to us or we're drawing negative to us, but we're drawing something to us by the words that we say, by the thoughts that we have. So what are you manifesting in your life? Are you manifesting positive or are you manifesting not so positive? Because one way or another, you're manifesting something. And so you're the only one that can answer that question. And the only thing I want in my life in 2014 is good, 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 and better. And so, you know, and that's what I'm seeing, and that's what I'm drawing to myself even now as we get ready to end this year. I can't believe that we're ending 2013 already. I mean, it feels like we just started 2013. But we're moving into new energies, new things, and who knows, I might be making some predictions today. We'll see how Spirit leads me and stuff like that. So we'll just focus on Spirit. We can't go wrong if we're focused on Spirit. So if you would like to be a part of the program, I will tell you there's several people ahead of you, but you can try to get in. It is 347-327-9316 right now. I have about 12 callers in my queue, and so but you're more than welcome to try to get in, and I'll try to get to you as best as I can. Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls, and let's start with Melvin. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Michael, and I just want to say this right quick. You are awesome, man. I love you.
Well, thank
death.
You.
Thank you. You're an awesome brother, and I thank you for what all you do. I just had to say
thank you.
Out.
I appreciate it. Well,
yes,
thank
sir.
You. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Kind words are always nice, so that's good. Thank you.
Yes.
How can I help?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm calling just to see, can you give me a little overview of what's coming up for me, 2014, something, you know.
Okay. I know that right now your job just ended and stuff like that, so I know that that's
right.
Just happening. I really feel like that, Melvin, as you go into next year, I really feel positives for you. I will tell you, it looks like a job coming into play here. Looks like maybe late January, early February for you. Timelines can be very tricky, but I really feel like you're not going to be out of work for very long. I really feel like that you're not going to be out of work. They keep telling me, Spirit keeps telling me that you're not going to be out of work for that long. So that's a good thing. That's one thing you want a psychic telling you. And
okay.
The other thing that I know that you've been really wanting in your life is somebody to share your life with. And you know, I think we all want that. You know, I think we all, you know, want that in our lives. And I really feel like that 2014 is going to be that year that that special someone comes into play. You know, and then as you go into 2015, I really feel like as you go into 2015 that would develop more. Because I don't really feel like that the relationship that's coming into play here is coming in until late, it looks like late 2014, you know, maybe it looks like around about October, November, and stuff like that. Is your dad on the other side, Melvin?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I feel a father presence coming through really strong for you. And he's just telling me for you to draw upon the strength that's within you. Was he a very strong man? Was when he was here in physical form, was he pretty strong and stuff like that, just determined
yes.
a lot?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, he was. Uh-huh.
Was he pretty strict on you when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's almost like I see a gigantic thumb and you underneath it. You know, it's like, you know, and stuff like that. And I feel like your dad is saying that, you know, that he had to be that way, but he apologizes for some of that because some of that bordered on abuse at times. And so he is sorry for some of that. But he's telling me that you're a pretty strong guy and that you can get through these tough times that you're facing right now. So hopefully that helps you.
Yes, it does, Michael. Yeah.
Okay.
And Michael, I misplaced my birth certificate, and I need it by next week. Can you see if the Spirit can point it out for me? It's somewhere in my apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me. Is there like a metal box? Do you know if there's a metal box?
Metal
like,
box.
I keep seeing like metal. It's like in that, but I don't know where that is. But I keep seeing something metal.
I have a folder. Like, it looks like metal, but it's not.
Okay.
It's just a gray folder.
I would look in there. Have you looked in there?
I looked in there, but I think I know I overlooked it somewhere, because I know I had it. I found all my kids, but I can't find mine.
Yeah.
But I have a gray folder sitting on my couch right now, and it's gray.
Okay.
I would look,
that has a metal look. Okay. I would look in there because they're telling me that it's close to you. So that would make sense to me if it's sitting right beside you. They keep telling me it's close to you. So what I would do is just dump that folder out and go through every one of those pieces of paper and put them back in there. That way you're not overlooking it. You know, it might be a little bit of work, but it's worth it if you find it. Okay?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah. Because
you're
just overlooking it. It's like right. It's almost. They keep telling me it's right in front of you. So you might just look in that folder again.
Okay, that'll be great. Yeah. My mom is not coming through.
I feel your mom around you, but I don't really feel like that she's saying anything at the moment. A lot of times they're just there. A lot of times they don't say anything. That doesn't mean they don't love you or anything like that. It just means they're not talking to you at the moment. Were you really close to your mother? She's telling me that you were really close. Were you guys really close?
Yes, sir. Yes, I miss my mom.
Because it's like you guys were almost inseparable. It's like And she's telling me, she is coming through really quick right here, and she's telling me, you know, that she's with you and wants you to realize that you're going to get through everything. Everything's going to be better for you in the year ahead. She keeps telling me that. So just know that, okay?
Okay, Michael. All right. Thank you.
I appreciate you, and thank you for the kind words again, and I'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Okay, you will. Thank you, Michael, and I appreciate you for everything you do for me. Thank you. And
all
for
right.
others.
Thank you, Melvin. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, Melvin.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to a new caller. Elizabeth, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
My question is, do you see me walking into a healthy relationship?
Definitely yes.
Okay.
Why do you have some reservations? I feel some reservations on your part. Why do I feel that? Because I don't see any, but reservations. It feels like something is holding you back, or there's something that you haven't resolved in the past, or something like that. I keep feeling that. Does that make any sense to you? It's just like something. It's nothing really huge, but you just haven't dealt with it. I mean, but I do feel a better relationship for you as you go into 2014. Are you in a relationship now?
No, not yet.
Okay, but have you just ended a relationship within the last couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel that energy still lingering. It's what I'm picking up. It just feels like maybe you haven't totally let go of it, or the other person hasn't totally let go of it. Somebody hasn't let go of it completely. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I think maybe he's the one that hadn't totally let go.
Yeah, because
he's not even a thought in my mind.
So I feel like that he's still hanging on to this. So what I would do is I would ask Archangel Michael to help you cut cords, emotionally cords, with him, and in that totally. I know you already have, but his energy is still lingering around you, because I it's almost like he's still in a relationship with you in a sense somehow. And I know that's weird, but that's what I just feel. And that's why I was asking you if, you know, you were in a relationship, because I kept picking this guy around you so much. But I do feel like you can ask Archangel Michael to help you cut cords there and end that relationship and break those ties. And then as you go in, it looks like somebody coming into play here. A new relationship looks like late February, early March, this person stepping in. Looks like a pretty solid relationship as well. I will tell you, it looks pretty solid.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Have
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 858. You're on air with me, and looks like you're a new caller as well. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you? It's Roxana.
Hi. I appreciate you calling in. So is this your first,
Happy New Year. No, I called before, but several months ago probably.
Okay, because I thought that it has you as a new caller, but I thought I've talked to you before, but that's okay. So it's nice to talk to you again. How can I help you today?
Yeah, maybe you can help me. I have a question. There's a gentleman with the name Robert. Do you see us as a couple, like in the relationship in 2014, or it will not happen with him?
This must be a relationship day, because I would say yes on this. I get a good feel about Robert. I feel like it's a good choice. It feels like the relationship will build slowly. But that doesn't mean, you know, anything. It just is a good thing sometimes to build slow. But I feel like that as you go into 2014, it gets better and better. And then 2015, it looks like it becomes a little bit more serious, the same relationship. So I feel like 2014 is going to be that year that you guys build on a relationship, and then 2015, it looks like it could get a little more serious for you.
Yeah, I'm asking because actually we had a relationship before, and he went back to his partner.
Okay.
So at this point,
okay.
I don't know. He will stay with her, or he will come back to me, and we will have a committed relationship. So that's why I thought I would ask you.
Yeah, I feel like that he will. I feel like that relationship is going to be ending that he's in now, and that he'll come back. Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Do you have any time frame for us to reconnect again? I mean, to be back together again?
Yeah, I would say late February, early March.
Mm-hmm.
On that.
So you don't
yeah.
have a feeling that,
okay.
that he will stay there? No? No. Okay.
No, I don't see that. I feel like that relationship was pretty rocky, and he won't stay there. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate this, and my best wishes to you in new 2014.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So kind. All right. Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move on here. And, okay, hold on. Let's get ready to take another call. And we need to pray at the moment. And let's focus our energy. Hold on for just a second. Let's focus our energy to the state of Arizona. Let me be sure I have this right. Okay. Let's focus. Let's just white light the whole state of Arizona at the moment. And we're going to go up from Arizona. We're going to go up the West Coast. And we're going to send white light to the fault lines in the West Coast. Basically, Arizona looks like it could have some problems. But let's go ahead and focus the West Coast and white light. Right now, Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for the opportunity to pray, and we thank you for the opportunity to send white light. We cover the whole state of Arizona at this moment, every major city in Arizona, and we go up the West Coast all the way up to the state of Washington, and we white light the whole West Coast, but mainly Arizona. And we thank you for this, and we say namaste. And we say amen, and we say hello to, talking about Arizona, we're going to talk to Allison. Hi.
That is right. I am in Arizona.
I know. I was like, well, and that could probably be why I was picking up Arizona so strong, but I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
I am making a special trip. Oh, first, Happy New Year. Happy belated Merry Christmas belatedly.
okay.
Long-term listener, I enjoy your show a lot, but I don't talk too much.
Thank you.
I'm making a special trip at New Year's out of town to, I have two days, about 48 hours to, a burst of energy to secure employment. I have two days in which to do that right at New Year's because I'll be making a move over there. So it's not a big town, but it's not a tiny little town too. So I want to, I'll be making every application count, every effort count, like that, just like right on track.
Okay.
What do you see for where you feel like that would be a really solid place, to look or to, something like an indicator or a key or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on for just a second. I feel like that, with this, I feel like just going and doing what you're doing, just put in different applications, different resumes, I think that's a good thing. And I feel like that there are going to be some doors that open for you. I do feel employment for you pretty quick, actually. So I would say that you're working, you know, by mid-January. So that's a pretty good thing. So.
Well, what any hint on clue on the environment? That's what I'm trying to get at. Is you have to narrow the search, or to keep it, successful.
I keep seeing like cubicles. So
okay.
Cubicles to me would represent like office settings, something like that. That would be, with what Spirit shows me sometimes, there's like little flashcards for me, and that's one of the signs for office would be like cubicles.
Right.
I don't actually see you working in a cubicle, but I feel like that it would be some kind of an office setting. Does that make sense to you?
I'm quite uber qualified for a vast number of businesses and industries, uber qualified for the other range. So that's why I asked narrowing it down, to the best, bang for the buck, for the trip.
Yeah, because it feels more like a business setting. It's almost like I see business attire. What I would, call business attire would be, nice dresses, nice, slacks, things like that. It comes across to me as very business-like.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you?
I'm kind of wondering whether that might be that could also describe like a temp agency, for example, or an employment agency or something like that, where you actually, you go to file an application or put in an application for a temp job, for example, which I'm not really in a position to be able to do because you have to live there before they'll even call you. So that's really not an option. But, something I'm wondering if it's more like the environment or something like that rather than where I will actually be working. That's just an idea, just a thought, possibility.
I'm saying this more like an office setting to me.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you. Happy New Year.
I appreciate you calling and Happy New Year. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go ahead and talk to Jill. You're on air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. I'm doing good. So how can I help?
Good. So what do you see for me this coming year, 2014? Is it too general?
No, I can focus. So let's focus on. Have you been having some health issues? Because I feel like that those will improve. Have you been having some health issues?
I think I might have a problem with wheat gluten.
Okay.
I'm starting to figure it out.
Okay. Because I feel like they'll come to, I keep hearing they'll come to a conclusion with your health. Have you been going to see a doctor or something like that? Because I keep hearing that they'll come to a conclusion with your health and things will get better for you. So.
Okay.
Okay. And I really feel like the 2014 is going to be that year for you to grow spiritually as well. Do you do anything spiritually now? Do you do like cards? Why would I see cards around you?
I used to.
Okay, you used to. Okay, I think I've mentioned this before with you that I keep seeing cards around you. So I really feel like that Spirit wants you to get back to that. It's almost like I keep hearing, go back to your roots. It's like, don't know why you got away from it. I don't know if somebody said something or you just got tired of doing it.
No, I ended up having a child and then having cancer, and I moved out of the area where I was doing it all the time. I used to live in Albuquerque where I did it all. Then I moved over here, and it kind of got lost.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that And in some way, you got lost along with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really feel like I really feel like, you know, Jill, that, you know, 2014 is going to be that year when you re-find yourself. I keep hearing, you know, refinding you. And so I would, you know, dust the cards off and bring them back out. And if nothing else, you know, read for yourself a little bit, maybe read for some friends, you know, get back into the groove of things. You know, I really feel like that you have lost a little bit of yourself. You know, I know that cancer can be a scary thing, but I really feel like that also spirit's healing that, taking care of that. So, you know, you just have to keep moving forward. So, okay?
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right. Thank you, Jill. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to Ashley. Yeah. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It looks like you're a new caller. Well, welcome to the show. So how can I help?
Thank you very much. I'm calling because my brother is crossed over, and I was just wondering if you had any messages for me.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? Because I have to.
Okay.
I have to shift my energy a little bit to tap into them, and I don't call them; they call me. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me. Now, okay, I have somebody, and I don't know if this is your brother, so we're going to go slow on this, okay?
Okay.
And we'll figure this out together, okay? But I do have a spirit that's with me, so we're going to figure it out. Now, was your brother's passing within the last 5 years?
Yes, it was. It was 2 years ago.
Okay, so it was pretty recent, okay.
Yes.
All right. Did he play any sports? Why would he be making reference to baseball?
Well, he played soccer.
Soccer, okay, but he's making a reference to baseball. Did he watch baseball, or why would there be a reference?
No. Honestly, he wasn't a really big fan of sports as far as watching them. I mean, he played soccer, but...
Okay. Because I keep seeing like baseballs, even trophies of baseball. Anybody on the other side that would be connecting with this?
My grandma Rose loved the Cubs.
Okay, all right.
Great grandma, sorry.
Because he's telling me that he's with that. I mean, he's with those people.
Yes.
Connecting, okay. Okay,
that makes sense.
I just want to be, okay. That's good because it makes sense for me too, and that's good that we're making sense out of this.
Yeah,
because sometimes it's hard to do that. But he's also telling me that he's around you. Your brother's around you a lot, and he wants you to know that. Do you feel him sometimes? Do you feel something touch you sometimes?
All the time.
Like brush. Okay, that's him trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? Now, was his passing unexpected?
Yes, it was
don't
very sudden.
Don't tell me how.
Okay.
Don't tell me how, please. Okay. Because he's telling me that he went fast.
Yes.
Okay. Because he's telling me. Was this an illness that took him? Was this like a sickness? Let's stay with your brother, but okay, because I have somebody else that's coming through here that passed from an illness, like a would have been like a cancer or something like that. This would have been a woman. Does this make sense to you?
Oh gosh, not off the top of my head.
Okay. We'll just shelf that. You might think about that later.
Okay. Yes.
Let's go back to your brother here really quick, and then I'm going to have to move on. He's just telling me he loves you and that he's around you. And the situation that you're dealing with, are you dealing with the situation right now? Because he's telling me that will pass.
Okay. Okay,
that
does make sense. It's more like a relationship that's kind of hanging around that I need to cut off.
Yeah, because he's saying that you, yeah, he's telling me that you need to kick the Joker to the curb is what I keep hearing.
I love that.
Yeah, so does that make sense? I mean, would he talk like that? Okay. Because he's just telling me you're wasting your time. I mean, it's like you're spinning your wheels here, and you deserve a whole lot better. And your brother, actually, your brother's working on the other side to bring a new person into your life. It looks like a new person coming into your life. Looks like about April, there should be somebody else moving in here. And it's amazing. Our loved ones on the other side, a lot of people don't get this, but our loved ones on the other side are always working for us and helping us and getting things into place. And so that's what your brother's doing. But you need to, you know, unfortunately, you need to end this relationship and get ready to open up to a new one. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate everything.
You're welcome.
Thank
All right.
Happy
Hopefully
new
that
year.
Helped you. You too.
You All sure right. did. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Let's go ahead and talk to who everybody talks to before you talk to me, which is Rose. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me. Otherwise,
I can't. For some reason, it cut out for a minute. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, I start the convention on Friday.
Okay.
This coming up Friday. And I want to see if you think me driving my car is going to be okay.
Okay. They're saying to be careful. I will tell you, it does look like you get stopped.
That's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah. Because I saw blue flashing lights behind you.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll be taking the bus then, because I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would be very cautious because I saw immediately you in the car. I mean, I don't think it would happen that day, but I feel like it would happen one of those days of the convention, and I saw blue flashing lights behind you. And so, might just
that will not be a
keep
good
that
time.
In the back of your you don't want to contribute to, the state. By giving them some money for tickets and stuff, and so no. So that would not be a good time.
Okay, well, I was nervous about that, so I'm glad I asked you.
Yeah, I would advise against it. I just feel like that would be a really bad mistake. So I know that riding a bus is hard, but it's better than you hold on to your money and not give it to the police and all those people.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Vanelle. Hold on for just a second. Spirit told me, hold on, Vanelle. I'm looking for somebody. All right, let's go back up to you. Let's go to Danelle. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Yes, I would love to know what messages my angels, guides, or spirit has for me today, Ascended Masters, reaching my spiritual path or the gifts that I have. Thank you.
Do you know that you have a lot of healing in you? Do you do any healing work?
I haven't started yet, but I've been studying.
Okay. I would continue studying because when I'm tapping into you, I feel really good energy with you. And when I'm tapping into you, I see green energy, which represents healing to me. I would really work with that. You also have mediumship abilities. I would develop those. Do you know that?
No, and I'm wondering about that. I was hoping that I could do something like that.
Yeah, you can. You just need to work with somebody to help you develop those. And, you know, I'm always able to help you or, you know, somebody else out there that you feel more comfortable with. But you really need to work with somebody to develop those and learn how, you know, how you pick up information. Like with me, I usually sense, you know, I feel spirits around me, and then I can hear them, and then I see them. So, you know, a lot of people pick up different. So so you have to learn how you pick up.
Yeah.
And I feel like you will. I feel like the 2014 for you is going to be that year where you really start coming into your spiritual gifts a lot more and opening up to them. And the other thing they're telling me is not for you to listen to other people so much. Like, you know, I don't know if somebody is telling you, holding you back a little bit, you know, telling you that you're not gifted or something like that. Maybe this happened when you were a kid or something like that. But does that make any sense to you? I just feel like that there's some outside sources that hold you back a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just gotta listen to your guide and listen to your angels, and they're telling me for you to have patience this year with yourself and with others. You know, as you go into 2014, I really feel like you know, there's going to be people that sometimes try your patience. So you're going to have to be more patient with yourself as you develop your gifts and open up more to spirit. I just keep hearing the word patient.
Okay? Because with opening up to spirit, I always hear that I need to open up my heart, and I can't figure out how to do that because they're not meaning the heart chakra, you know, in order to hear or connect. And I'm just not aware of how to do that. That's where I've been struggling.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can give you some advice and to help you really quick here.
Thank you.
On that. No problem. That's what I'm here for. Let me see. The one thing, I'm going to sort of, you know, go back to your heart chakra and, you know, I would say opening up more to the center, because we have a physical heart. I just want to go with this for a minute. We have a physical heart, and then we have a spiritual heart. And your chakras run straight down your spine, so it's different than your physical heart. A lot of times people mistaken it. You know, when we talk about heart, they mistaken heart for, you know, our physical heart. But the heart chakra is different. And so but, you know, I feel like what they're really focusing on is being sure that your chakras are open, you know, that they're all spinning correctly, stuff like that. So, you know, check them and things like that. But I feel like as you open up your heart chakra more and more, your gifts are going to open up more and more. Because what I believe, and this is what I believe, this is my own personal belief, is I believe that spirit lives in the center of us, which is right there where our heart center is. And our chakra. And so, you know, opening up more to spirit and opening up to your gifts more. Okay?
So the heart center is the chakra. It's the heart chakra.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for clearing that up for me.
no problem. Yeah. Because like I said, a lot of times, you know, a lot of times here on the program I talk about heart, and I'm always sure that people understand that, you know, our physical heart and our heart chakra are different. The heart chakra is just a little bit right close to our physical heart, but it runs down the center of us. Now, all our chakras run right down the center. So.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate it. And your website, is it on the blog talk page?
Website is www.insightswithmichael.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings to you. Happy holidays.
All right. You too. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, if anybody wants this, that's a good time to mention this. If anybody wants to set up a full reading with me, you can do that. I feel like there's some people that need a full reading with me that are in the queue, and you might have already talked to me. You might be in the queue. I will tell you that my prices are on sale. They're half off right now. Prices will go up January 1st, okay? So I'm just saying that you might want to think about it. It's Insights, INSIGHTS, with Michael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set those up, and you know, I'll be happy to read for you. So just keep that in your mind that they will go up January 1st. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Joanne in New York. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
How are you?
I am good. I can't complain. I feel a whole bunch of energy right now, so that's good. So,
great.
I can help.
Everybody was asking questions about that. I was like, how about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So how can I help?
Great. I'm in a relationship right now. There's going to be a lot of changes going on, and I'd just like to know how you feel about things with the status, and if you feel like anything was supposed to be happening is going to be happening soon.
Okay. Yeah, I feel positives with the relationship. That's a good thing. That's what you want a reader telling you. I feel like the 2014 is going to be, for the relationship, I feel like that probably in the springtime there's going to be some challenges, but nothing that you guys cannot overcome, nothing big, nothing huge. But I feel like the springtime is going to be a little bit rocky for this relationship. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Communication is the key. I feel like that, you know, maybe, you know, around that time, maybe there's some things said that, you know, one of you take the wrong way. And so you just have to be clear on communication this year. And as long as you're clear on communication, I feel like that this is really good. It has a good foundation under it. That's why I'm saying that you guys can check, check it out. So, okay?
Well, but there's a big – we live long distance from one another.
Okay.
So what my position is that we're both pretty strong-headed, and the business that's happening right now, I'm wondering, like, if the finances are going to actually pick up in a strong way, because that's what's been a big burden right now.
Okay.
If you see them improving for both of us, actually. It was the communication.
Yeah, it's the finances. Okay. Yeah. I feel like the financial situation in this will improve for both of you as you go forward into 2014. So I feel like the financial, and I feel like that there is a move closer. It's like a physical move closer. I feel like it's going to be more on his part.
Oh, that his improvement changes.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like the situation right now is a lot more with him, and causing some ripples in this.
You're right. It is primarily with him. To validate that, it definitely is. And just one quick thing. I'm sure you can say a yes or no. Do you see me moving there within the next month or two?
I would say no on that. I would actually advise against it right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a good time right now.
Because of finances or because of our relationship?
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot with him, and I feel like it's financial, yeah.
Okay.
You know, again, you got free will, you know, but all I do is tell you what I see and what I feel. And
no.
I would really advise against that right now.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that.
No problem. All right. Appreciate calling in.
Have a blessed New Year.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's move. Let's go to Franny. Hey, hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi. Yes, it is. It's Franny. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Sometimes I get names all mixed up and screwed up and so, but so I hope I got yours right.
You did. You did. Okay. And my question is just wondering if anyone or any spirit guide or anyone who's crossed over has any messages for me about a possible love relationship coming up in the new year. We haven't had one in about 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, in this 4 years, you've learned a lot about yourself. And what I feel as a reader here, Franny, is that I feel like that you're ready. I don't feel like you had been ready, but I feel like you're ready now. And one thing that I keep seeing is somebody coming in, it looks like in March, late March, early April, somebody coming in, it does look long-term. For you, because it's time for you to share your life with somebody, and so that's a good thing, and hopefully that helps you.
Yes, I hadn't been ready, so I guess I am, because I'm asking
you
questions.
Yeah, because I think there's a little bit of fear you have to overcome, because it has been so long, this is a new thing for you, and anytime that we open our hearts to somebody else, we're always taking that chance to get hurt. And, and then you think, okay, why am I going to do this? Because I could get hurt. But you also could get blessed. And so I say, take the chance. Roll the dice and see what happens. And I really feel like it's going to be a good relationship for you.
Any means to do it? I'm kind of shy, so I don't know. It's hard for me to go out there and find someone. So, I mean, any tips on that?
I don't have any of those right now. But, I appreciate you calling in. I think just trust Spirit, and Spirit will work it out for you. So, but I'm not picking up how it's going to happen. So, all right?
All righty. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, Franny.
All
right, bye-bye. No problem.
Bye-bye.
All right, unfortunately, we are out of time for today. I'm running down on time. So if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can go to www.insightswithmichael.com. I am sorry that I didn't get to everybody today. I tried, and I just can't, so... I do apologize, but you can go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Hold on. I'm going to try to squeeze in Kathy, because hopefully I said your name right. I've been drawn to you the whole time, so hi. You're on air? Hi, you're on air.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I've been drawn to your name the whole time you've been on the switchboard. How can I help you really quick? We're about out of time.
What would Spirit like me to know?
The one thing that Spirit wants you to know is that you're loved. I don't know if you've been having problems with that. Does that make sense? I keep hearing somebody from the other side saying, tell her that we love her. Does that make sense to you? Why would I keep hearing that?
Yeah, I feel a lot of love lately, and it's amazing, the feeling of love that I've been receiving. So
yeah, because it's like in my mind I can see like angels with buckets, and they're just pouring all these blessings out on you and pouring all this love on you. So what I would do is just accept it. They're just saying accept it and open up to it. So that's what they keep telling me to tell you. And so I'm glad I could share that with you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. You were mentioning something about Arizona, because I'm in Arizona, and
okay.
Meeting a lot of white light here. Can you brief on that for a minute?
What I kept feeling is the earth shaking a little bit in Arizona, and so nothing to worry about, just white light. And just focus energy into the ground, healing energy into the ground, but I kept picking up like earthquakes in that area, and I have family in Arizona as well, but I wouldn't go into a place of fear. I would go into a place of faith, and just know that Spirit's going to take care of all situations. Okay.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. We're done for today. I appreciate everybody tuning in today and being a part of the program. You guys rock. You really do. And I appreciate it. We will be on air tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Sunday, right? We will be on air tomorrow. If I didn't get to you today, we will be on air tomorrow. All I can tell you is call in early, guys. Our phone line's open 15 minutes before the show. We're going to be on tomorrow at 3:30 and have a little bit more time. I just didn't have the time today as normal. So we'll be on a little bit longer tomorrow. But it's 3:30 Central tomorrow and stuff like that. I probably will be doing predictions tomorrow. And so we're going to go ahead and do that tomorrow. I'll have a little bit of extra time. So, all right. So I'll see you tomorrow. You be you. Somebody wrote me the other day and said, you didn't say you be you and all that stuff. And I forget things sometimes. So, you know, we're used to a certain way of doing things. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Okay. If you live in the Arizona area, don't worry, you guys. Okay. I don't want to be a part of the fear factor and part of, you know, there's enough people out there preaching fear. I don't want to be a part of that. But my job is also to follow Spirit and to pray for certain areas. So we'll just trust Spirit to take care of all situations and all circumstances. But it has something to do with the earth shaking and stuff like that. So just send energy and healing energy into the planet, and we'll take care of itself, okay? All right. So let's go ahead and close out, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3:30 Central. I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Go in beauty, guys. Thank you.